The Federal Aviation Administration said today it briefly halted 43 flights inbound for Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey last night after one drone, maybe two, were seen flying nearby at 3,500 feet, high above their legal altitude. The incident lasted for 21 minutes, and it recalls the one at Gatwick Airport in London, which grounded flights over the course of 3 days in December. Joining us is Robert Wall, senior editor for Aerospace and Aviation at The Wall Street Journal in London. Robert, are drones delaying flights or canceling flights or making them stay away from the airport the new normal?
I think that's a distinct possibility, at least for the foreseeable future. There's some real concern, I think, that that there'll be copycat events like this as people find out it may not be that difficult to disrupt flight operations.
Is there anything that the airports can do to stop the drones at this point with the technology that we have? Can they, you know, jam them or shoot them down or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, there is technology that's now coming out into the field that is available. It's certainly still a emerging industry, kind of like the drones themselves. So, you know, a few years ago, we weren't worried about drones, so you didn't have to worry about developing things to take them down. But there are certainly technologies. As you said, you could jam radar links. You could do things more forcefully, like shoot them down. Now, airports are particularly difficult, though. That's an environment where some of the stuff you don't want to do. For example, if you want to jam a communications link between the controller of the drone and the drone, you may, depending on the system, be, you know, canceling out all sorts of communications
right.
that you may need to talk to the airplanes in the sky. So it's, you know, it's not a trivial undertaking. And firing random shots in the air, especially when there's planes up there as well, and that's probably not the ideal solution.
So what's the answer to this then? If you can't do any of those things, would you just have to ban drones altogether?
Well, I think banning drones has limited effect. I mean, you know, the person you're worried about is really the malicious actor. You can use jammers, but you want to use smart jammers, jammers that don't blanket the entire radio frequency spectrum, but jammers that listen to find out what frequencies are being used by the controller talking to the drone and just jam that. For example, that's, you know, but those are things are tricky and can be not very cheap. You know, these are things the military might easily be willing to afford. But for an airport, you know, that kind of outlay starts to become real money.
Now, if a drone were to actually hit a plane, you think of a drone as a pretty small thing compared to an airplane, but it could cause some pretty serious damage and put people on that flight at risk.
Yes, and I will say part of the issue is with airports, I think, right now, and we actually don't exactly know what would happen. As you know, as most people know, aircraft engines ingest birds.
Right.
This happens occasionally. They're designed to take birds of a certain size, and usually things are fine. You know, Miracle of the Hudson is something else. Both engines got hit, but, you know, we don't really know what happens when it's a drone. I mean, clearly, it's a risk factor, and people aren't in the business of putting airplanes in harm's way if they can avoid it.
That is Robert Wall, a senior aerospace and aviation editor at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.